David Bell is an author with degrees from the University of Cincinnati and Miami University, who now teaches at Western Kentucky University. He's a nationally known writer whose new novel, Layover, is set in a little town in Western Kentucky. The main character of Layover is a successful young man in business with his father, based in Chicago with a girlfriend who flies around the country working on business deals. And then one day in an Atlanta airport, the unexpected happens that turns his world upside down. Tell us about Joshua Fields and his adventure.
Yeah, he feels like his life is passing him by because all he does is work. He has a good job, but it's not fulfilling him the way he hoped life would fulfill him. So when he's on a layover one day in the Atlanta airport, he meets a woman standing in line in the gift shop, and they agree to have a drink together, and they almost instantly connect. They talk about their lives, they talk about their feelings, and he feels a connection with this woman that he hasn't felt with anyone in a long time. Out of the blue, she gets up and gives him a passionate kiss and then says, "I've got to go to my plane and we're never going to see each other again." So she takes her bags and she leaves. Joshua feels a little despondent about all that, looks up at one of the TVs in the airport, and he sees her face on the television. It turns out she is a missing person. So that is when all the chaos starts, as he gets involved in trying to find out what is the secret that is making this woman be on the run the way she is.
And I was curious about the motivation. He really had to go beyond his regular everyday travels. He's ignoring his father in a meeting in Tampa. He's spending thousands of dollars on plane tickets and rental cars. And at one point, the police ask him to stay away from this woman, and he ignores them. What's the motivation? What's driving him, the connection with this woman?
I think it's because he does feel like she understands him. When they have their initial conversation in the airport, he feels like she's the first person to understand him in a long time. I also think it's the universal feeling we all have. We all sometimes feel stuck in our lives. We all sometimes feel like life has become routine, and we all dream and fantasize about what would happen if I just threw it all away. What would happen if I just said, "The heck with it, I'm not going to go to the meeting. I'm not going to go to work today. I'm not going to go down the road less traveled." 99.9% of us don't do that. We continue on the path we're expected to be on. We go to work. We do all the things we're supposed to do. This book is really about someone who is that 0.01%, you know, the guy who decides, "I am going to throw it away a little bit. I am going to go through door number two. I'm going to go down the road less traveled and see what happens."
I really like the Kimberly Givens character, which was so well developed. Tell us about her struggles, both at home and at work.
Yeah, Kimberly Givens is the police detective who is following Morgan and trying to solve the mystery at the heart of Morgan. She doesn't know she's looking for Morgan initially, but she comes to find out who she's looking for. And Kimberly is a little older than Morgan and Joshua. She's around 40. She's a divorced mom with a teenage daughter. And so she stands in contrast to these two other characters because she's a little more level-headed. Because she's a police officer, she has to do things by the book. She has to follow the evidence where the evidence takes her. And she's also dealing with the struggle at work of being passed over for a promotion, perhaps because she's a woman. She's dealing with the struggle of being a divorced mom, being a co-parent to her teenage daughter. And of course, teenagers don't look at their parents with respect. So she feels like in the end, this case, if she can solve it, could get her the promotion she wants, could be the thing that could get her some of the respect she feels like she's not getting.
And there are two characters, two brothers who are involved in Kimberly's part of the story. One of them is missing. Tell us about this.
The town that all of this begins in is a mid-sized town, and Giles is the guy who has founded this tech company in this town, and we find out pretty quickly that he has disappeared. And that's really who Kimberly is looking for initially. She's trying to find out, did this guy just go off on a bender? You know, he's a grown man. He can go off for a weekend and not come back. Or is he in trouble? And then Giles' brother is also very curious about what has happened to his brother. It's not a spoiler to say all of these roads are going to connect. The disappearance of the brother, the other brother who's trying to find out what happened, Morgan and Joshua. These are roads that are all going to come together as the book goes along.
Layover is dedicated to Mary Ellen Miller, teacher, poet, friend. She must have been someone special to you.
Yeah, Mary Ellen Miller taught with me at Western Kentucky University the entire time I've been there. And Mary Ellen was the longest serving faculty member at Western Kentucky University. I believe at the time of her death, she had taught at Western Kentucky for 53 years, I believe is the amount of time she was there. Mary Ellen was just one of those people who was a loyal champion of her friend. If you were trying to write, she supported you. She supported generations of students who were trying to become writers. She was in your corner. She encouraged you. And she was a really talented poet herself. She has a book of poetry out called The Poet's Wife Speaks. So she was just a huge figure at WKU and in my life, and we lost her last summer. It was just a no-brainer that I was going to dedicate this book to her because she had always been so supportive of me in every way possible.
And you're currently teaching at Western Kentucky University, and the new year's about to begin. What classes will you be teaching, and how are you helping young writers develop their talents?
Yeah, I primarily teach fiction writing classes. So in the fall, I'll be teaching a writing class for undergraduates and one for graduate students. I direct the MFA program there. It's really tough to know in the moment how much of a difference you're making in a student's life because students come through a class, a professor works with them, and then they go on, and you don't know the impact you've made. Perhaps until years later. It's like planting a seed, but the seed doesn't grow for maybe 10 years or 15 years or something like that. So I hope that I am giving students some day-to-day advice about their writing, what to do with a particular piece of writing. And I hope I'm giving them some advice about long-term what it's like to have a writing career. I also hope they can look at me and see what I've done as a writer and what my career has been like as a writer. And in some way, they can just see this as something they can model their lives after. But I hope that just modeling some of this, that I am out here in the world, I am publishing, I'm going on book tours, I'm doing these things that some of them are dreaming of doing. I hope they pick something up just from seeing that.
And do you have a new book in the works?
I do have a new book in the works that I'm revising right now. It should be out next summer. It's called The Request. And The Request is about a guy who, you know, we all have those friends who we were friends with in high school or college. And then after high school or college is over, you really don't want to be friends with that person anymore. You kind of outgrow that person and the craziness from when you were younger. Well, my main character, his name is Ryan, in The Request, he gets back in touch with one of those friends. And that friend says, I need to have a request. I need you to do something for me. I need you to go into this woman's house and remove some incriminating information. And oh, by the way, that incriminating information also incriminates you. You know, that thing we did in college that nobody knows about. It could all come to light if this information falls into the wrong hands. So Ryan goes into the house to get that information. Lo and behold, he finds the woman dead on the floor, hears sirens coming toward the house, and his phone chimes with a friend request from the dead woman on the floor. He's in a lot of trouble, and he has to figure out how to get out of it.
I imagine lots of twists and turns throughout.
I certainly hope so. The plan is to keep the reader guessing. Just like the main character is going to be constantly off balance, I hope the reader is constantly off balance.
Set in Western Kentucky?
Set in Kentucky, yes, in a small town in Kentucky, kind of like Bowling Green, although I don't call it Bowling Green, a made-up town where all these kinds of crazy things happen.
Best of luck, and thanks for sharing your book, Layover, with us tonight, David.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
I've been in conversation with David Bell, whose new novel is Layover. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.